Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, August 12th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Micah Rich. Micah's parents are Sarah and Matt Rich, and he has a sister named Abby. I hope you'll get to learn more about Micah and his family at the end of the podcast, but for now, we'll turn to the reading of God's Word. Thank you, Micah, for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having me. The first reading for today is Deuteronomy 25:1-10. When people have a dispute, they're to take it to court, and the judges will decide the case, acquitting the innocent and condemning the guilty. If the guilty person deserves to be beaten, the judge shall make them lie down and have them flogged in his presence with the number of lashes the crime deserves. But the judge must not impose more than 40 lashes. If the guilty party is flogged more than that, your fellow Israelite will be degraded in your eyes. Do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain. If brothers are living together and one of them dies without a son, his widow must not marry outside the family. Her husband's brother shall take her and marry her and fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law to her. The first son she bears shall carry on the name of the dead brother so that his name will not be blotted out from Israel. However, if a man does not want to marry his brother's wife, she shall go to the elders at the town gate and say, "My husband's brother refuses to carry on his brother's name in Israel. He will not fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law to me." Then the elders of his town shall summon him and talk to him. If he persists in saying, "I do not want to marry her," his brother's widow shall go up to him in the presence of the elders, take off one of his sandals, spit in his face, and say, "This is what is done to the man who will not build up his brother's family line. That man's line shall be known in Israel as the family of the unsandaled." Our next reading is Psalm 77. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. I remember you, God, and I groaned. I meditated, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remember my songs in the night. My heart meditated, and my spirit asked, "Will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion?" Then I thought, "To this I will appeal. The years when the Most High stretched out his right hand, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. The water saw you, God. The water saw you and writhed. The very depths were convulsed. The clouds poured down water. The heavens resounded with thunder. Your arrows flashed back and forth. Your thunder was heard in the whirlwind. Your lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and quaked. Your path led through the sea, your way through the mighty waters, though your footprints were not seen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron." Our final reading for today is 1 Timothy 3, 1-13, Qualifications for Overseers and Deacons. Here's a trustworthy saying: whoever aspires to be an overseer desires a noble task. Now the overseer is to be above reproach, faithful to his wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not giving to drunkenness, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him, and he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he must become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. He must also have a good reputation with outsiders so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap. In the same way, deacons are to be worthy of respect, sincere, not indulging in much wine, and not pursuing dishonest gain. They must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience. They must first be tested, then if there is nothing against them, let them serve as deacons. In the same way, the women are to be worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything. A deacon must be faithful to his wife and must manage his children and his household well. Those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Micah, for joining the podcast today. You did a great job reading for us. I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Well, I'm Micah, and I'm 10 years old, and I go to Brookwood Forest Elementary, and my mom's a music instructor for the church and a YMCA and Dawson fitness instructor. Then my sister's just all over the place. And then...
Tell me about your dad.
My dad's name is Matt. He works with the church with teaching Sunday school, and then he works for a hospital like selling company with like materials for them. And then my dogs are Oakley and Tyson. One is 15, one is 3. Oakley is 3, Tyson is 15. And then Oakley is really, both of them are stubborn, but then Oakley is really just creative and annoying and just all over the place, like Abby. So then...
Okay, you recently, over past spring break, moved to Mountain Brook from Homewood. So you were in Homewood schools, and now you're in Mountain Brook schools, and you guys moved houses. Tell me about your move.
It was really good. I stayed at my grandparents during it, and then we really liked the school system, and we have a lot of church friends there, and then... We have a really nice house with good friends across the street, because when I was in Homewood, the street was only girls. So if I brought out a Nerf gun, they would scream. So I'm glad to have a boy on our street, even if he's younger than me. So we have a really good place that we moved to.
Awesome. And, you know, Micah, I'm actually moving to your neighborhood only a couple of streets over, so that's super exciting. I know that you and Abby are involved in the children's ministry here at the church. Tell me about some of the things that the children's ministry does and Miss Sharon does that you enjoy.
Miss Sharon's really welcoming to all kids and makes them feel like they belong here, so that's really nice. And then she plans a lot of fun activities. And I really enjoy, like, Wednesday nights.
Tell me more about Wednesday nights. What do you do?
We just have RAs, but before RAs, we get to, like, play and for, like, older boys play basketball. And we really like that. I've made a lot of friends with that. And then we have RAs, learn about stuff. And then we have music, and my mom teaches that. And then... I really enjoy with the adult choir. My mom and dad do that, so I go there, and then that whole place is welcoming for the choir family, so it's always fun getting cookie cake on some nights of months with birthdays. So
that's fun. When is your birthday, Micah?
February 22nd, 2012.
Okay, I want to hear a little bit about some of your favorites. What is your favorite food?
Italian foods. I like pasta. That's really good, like with marinara sauce, and then pizza.
What is your favorite thing that your mom cooks?
Definitely not chicken legs, but maybe pasta.
Pasta. Okay, so her pasta with marinara is really good?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Okay, what is your favorite television show?
Probably any Star Wars one, but I'm watching The Bad Batch right now. That's always good. Clone Wars, Star Wars Rebels, you need to watch them.
Oh, I don't know anything about this. All right, what about your favorite place to visit?
Probably grandparents' house. Even though they're really close, they're really nice to see. We do a lot of activities there, and my other my boy grandparent, Poppy, he's obsessing with me playing sports, so that's always fun to, try to find ways to sneak out of playing outside for, 4 hours.
Awesome. So y'all get to go outside together and play?
We do. And then they have, a lake, a big lake, so that they made. So we like to go fishing there, but then just throw back the fish.
Okay. I like that. What is your favorite book of the Bible?
Probably 2 Kings.
2 Kings? Tell me more.
Because it has a lot of action and war. I like that because I'm a big Star Wars fan.
Okay.
It's kind of appealing.
And what about your favorite Bible verse?
Probably 1 Timothy 4:12.
What does that say?
Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity.
Now, I know that you have many extracurricular activities. Tell me about a few of them.
One, the Birmingham Boys Choir. We just ended our summer camp, which I had to miss children's camp because that overlapped by too much. But then it was super fun. At first, I wasn't really excited, but we got to, go into the swimming pool at night. And then one time we had water balloons, which I targeted my mom for multiple reasons, mostly because she was the teacher of soprano, so that made everybody happy when I got her.
Are you a soprano?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And tell me some of the things that you guys are singing right now.
Just all sorts of pieces, like jazz and other, mostly church ones.
And when will you perform?
Christmas concert coming up.
Okay. What else do you like about the boys' choir?
It's really inviting to all kids, boys, but then the teachers are really nice, and Mr. Ken is really funny. He stands up on chairs and does all sorts of things normally his age wouldn't do. But then it's just a really welcoming place. And they teach us, they have life lessons where they use Christian stuff. So it's not like a just singing program. It's a Christian singing program.
Micah, I'm curious about your story of coming to faith. How did you come to faith in Jesus?
Just all throughout my life, mom and dad have been really encouraging with it. But then when I was 5, I was asking questions mostly about heaven and all of that kind of topics. And I really wanted to go to heaven. So then they brought up the idea of getting, becoming a church member. So thought that was a great thing to, be, part of. Mm-hmm. With a great church family, and church has always been a big family, extended.
Yes, an extended family. Micah, thank you so much for joining the podcast today and for encouraging us by reading from God's Word. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you for Micah and all the children of Mountain Brook Baptist. I ask, Lord, that in this upcoming school year, you would bless them and keep them and make your face to shine upon them and be gracious to them. Continue to help us all to know you more and to follow you. I pray specifically for Micah as he starts out his school year, that he would be a light to the people in his class. And as he sings about your goodness in the boys' choir, I pray that those who hear would be encouraged. Thank you, Lord, for all the families of Mount Brook Baptist, and especially today for the Rich family. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.